The featured company is a paid client of Proactive Group Holdings, and this recording is disseminated by Proactive on its behalf.
Once we've kind of concluded the analysis, we'll be going on-site, boots on the ground, and doing an on-site geophysics campaign, the purpose of which is to identify targets for a further exploration program, and as well being mindful of an opportunistic for expanding our footprint up in the area.
All right, welcome back inside our Proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Brian Morales. He is a director with Highland Critical Minerals Corp. And Brian, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Good seeing you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks very much. And company out with some news talking about getting set for some exploration that you're going to be doing. And I know it's exciting times to get out in the field for sure. So why don't we start with the PSI project? Tell me a little bit about PSI and really what the work is going to be doing.
Right. So our site property is located up in Nunavut in Canada. Historically, gold has been found there in banded iron formations. The program that we are launching in a couple of weeks will kick off with a complete overhaul and review and analysis of historical geological and geophysical data. The purpose of which would be to kind of refresh the database of exploration information that we acquired. Shortly thereafter, once we've kind of concluded the analysis, we'll be going on-site, boots on the ground, and doing an on-site geophysics campaign, the purpose of which is to identify targets for a further exploration program, and as well being mindful of an opportunistic for expanding our footprint up in the area.
Brian, had there been a lot of work done before? Is it mostly sort of geological work? Like
There was work done in the past, but you know, the most recent technical report is about 18 years old now. So okay. Given the current gold environment, it's definitely worth a refresh. Obviously, the gold price and cost environment are completely different than what it was in about, I believe it was the technical report was in 2007. We're doing a complete refresh.
Yeah, it's a technological advancement too in 18 years.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You know, again, where we sit in 2025, and you know, when I started becoming involved with mining companies, it was very boots on the ground type work. And now what you can do with magnetic surveys, drones, you know, it's completely changed not only how exploration is done, but you know, the cost structure for programs. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that really fits into Highland Red Lake. Tell me a bit about that one, because that's a lot of that work. You're talking about the drones and all that is ongoing there.
Yeah, so we'll be, over the summer, we have been performing geophysic work and magnetic surveys on the property. So we obtained about 60 grab samples currently in the lab, and we're expecting results sometime in the fourth quarter, before the end of the year, you know, to provide continual news flow to the market.
Yeah, it really sets the company up in a good position to have the prospectivity. You mentioned what gold is doing right now, of having the ability to have both of these projects together. And this kind of work that you can do can really move a project forward as you attempt to de-risk both.
Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, if you happen to recall when we chatted a few weeks ago, you know, one of we're hoping the market recognizes and gives us credit for is we're trying to build a portfolio of assets where we can continually drive news flow all year round. You know, for example, we just completed our summer exploration at our Church Lithium property. Because of weather, we're going to use the time to assess and evaluate the next steps for that property. But you know, if we were to do anything, we wouldn't be getting back out there until the springtime. So yeah. With Nunavut, you know, there will be some weather to factor in, but you know, we'll be concluding our Red Lake exploration campaign and waiting results and determining the next step for early in the new year, and as well with our Nunavut property. We can keep work ongoing, whether it's analyzing data and ultimately getting boots on the ground to continue to drive news flow into the market.
Yeah, it's always good to be busy, Brian, and the company is that for sure. Good to see you again, and we'll talk soon.
For sure.
All right, there's Brian Paulus. He is the director with Highland Critical Minerals Corp.
The featured company is a paid client of Proactive Group Holdings, and this recording is disseminated by Proactive on its behalf. It is for informational purposes only and does not constitute investment advice, an offer, or a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Viewers should conduct their own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making investment decisions. The views expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Proactive Group Holdings, trading as Proactive Investors, or its affiliates. No responsibility is accepted for any loss arising from reliance on the information presented.